There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of the radio program, the talk of the hour, penalties. I'm taunting you, these taunting penalties. Now, Tom Brady and several other prominent players have come out slamming the NFL's obsession with calling taunting penalties. They've already called as many this year as they did all of last year in the NFL. It's all the rage. Jerry Jones thinks this is only temporary. What do you make of Jerry Jones' theory on the taunting palooza? The taunting palooza. We'll get to that right now in hour number four. That is taunting. What's wrong with you? That is taunting. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we go back to square one, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and extremely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the easy, the speakeasy, Fox Sports Radio Studios in the North Woods, and we are glad to have you hanging out with us. So our lead this hour goes to the swallowing the whistle. Should you swallow the whistle or not? Now, you shouldn't swallow the whistle. You might choke on it. But the zebras. It's all about the zebras. We have had a number of prominent people around the NFL with a visceral reaction to the trend of the first couple weeks of football taunting. Taunt, 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 taunt. Now, last season, the officials called all year a total of 10 taunting penalties the entire 2020 season. over the first 2 weeks of the 2021 season, they have called 10 taunting penalties. So they've already matched the total from all of last year in 2 weeks. So is it too much, too soon? Many around the league, many players are hopping mad over the uptick here. They're angry about it. Even Tom Brady. Tom Brady. This is not your Patriots, Tom Brady. This is now the Tampa Bay. I'm going to voice my opinion, Tom Brady. He responded to NFL insider Field Yates, who shared his thoughts about the new taunting rules. Now, Field Yates has been around for a long time, and he said on social media, he said, there's virtually nothing we can all agree on this app except the NFL's new taunting rule stinks. That is what he wrote. Tom Brady responded, agree, with an exclamation point. Pete Carroll, Seattle's coach, talked about the can of worms that have been opened up. A number of other prominent players have trashed it. Now, not everyone's trashed. Not everyone's trashed. Ron Rivera came out with a strong statement advocating the taunting. Or the taunting enforcement. One of the more outspoken people in football, I think we'd agree on this, has commented, talking about Jerry Jones. And what did Jerry say? If you didn't hear, Jerry recently said, when asked about the uptick in taunting penalties and this becoming a point of emphasis, he said, quote, when you see a heavy dose of it early, they're trying to stop that. Jerry opined, I think that's what you're seeing. Hopefully, we'll get back to a level that's ordinary, not extraordinary, Jerry Jones said of the taunting penalties being called. So let us discuss the question. What do you make of Jerry Jones' comments and just in general where the NFL is with the taunting palooza that we have had taking place? So my views on this, you've got Independence Day, Wild World, and Supreme Court. And we will connect all of this together, and we are going to make some monkey bread, which is wonderful bread. And I told Roberto at some point we need to have a cooking with Roberto with monkey bread, and he agreed. He said he's going to do it. So now, first of all, Jerry Jones is spot on this. Now, he's the real voice of reason on this particular story. It's Jerry's world. It really is. It's Jerry's world. We have seen this page in the playbook before. All the sports do something similar in this respect. There's a faction of NFL owners that are a bunch of old codgers. Well, pretty much anybody that has enough money to own an NFL team by definition is an old codger, but they like to flex from time to time. They like to get together and like to pump their chest out and say, hey, this is what we want. Treating the start of the season, essentially these owners are like Independence Day cops. Right, you know how around the holidays, like Independence Day, the police will have a zero tolerance policy for illegal fireworks or noise violations and the little nuisance laws that are on the books that aren't normally enforced, but on the 4th of July weekend, they will enforce them. You see this a lot in touristy locations like South Beach, Times Square, places like that where people go and migrate. They say, well, I have zero tolerance this weekend. That's what's going on here. That's where we are with the NFL. It's annoying, and it's also unnecessary. I don't know anyone that was saying their joy of football had been lost because of taunting last season, or for that matter, any other season. Maybe you do, right? Maybe I'm wrong on that, but to my knowledge, at least in my circle, nobody said, I can't watch football because of this. Because a guy made a big play and got in the other guy's face, and I just can't handle it. I need my therapy dog. No one said that, right? But it makes some of the billionaire boys club members feel good that in their high society parties, at the cocktail parties in the Hamptons, they all get together and say, well, we put these players in line in the NFL. We have rules, and this is how we do it. The NFL has never been and will never be about politeness and good manners. There's this myth that it's sportsmanship and all that to a degree. But how about you check yourself before you wreck yourself? Here's a little reality check. You were asking the said players to fly around as human torpedoes, flying through the air at full speed to mutilate the other player and to crush their organs and their bones. It is a collision sport, but Don't you dare do a happy dance to celebrate a little trash talk afterwards. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's a bridge too far. You must play nice. You have to play nice. Now, secondly, the video that has gone around the last couple of days of the taunting penalties that have been called, which sparked a wildfire over the past few days here. Absurd. Absolutely absurd. And you ask the question, is it helping or hurting football? Well, we're talking about it. So the NFL people say, well, it's helping with anything that drives the conversation. But it's hurting. Now, no one's going to stop watching because of this. I don't believe that. But looking at the clip, what I saw in that clip was the natural human reaction to joy, right? To joy. And if you make a big play, you have that reaction. And whether you're a gladiator on the football field or you're Joe Schmo, it doesn't matter. Think classic TV. ABC's Wide World of Sports, spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, right? The human drama of athletic competition. That was the catch line, the tagline on that TV show from back in the day. And when we have, on this show, when we have a big segment, we kill it, right? What I do, I do air high five. I'm doing it right now with Roberto. Air high five. I have a double secret handshake with Coop, and with Eddie, it's a wink and a nod. It's a wink and a nod. And we have all these little things that we use in the studio, and the idea that's completely wrong and it should be foreign, it's absurd. Mocking our defeated competitors who work the graveyard shift, that's what we do. Right? If you are a salesperson and you sell a car, don't you do a little happy dance on that, a little celebration, right? If you're on Wall Street and you work for one of these big financial firms, you get one of those giant cartoon-sized bonus checks, and you go out and you're like, hey, wait a minute, I'm on a hedge fund and I'm going to celebrate. If you're a truck driver and you get a raise, right, don't you feel good about yourself? You're like, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm doing all right. You know, extra higher rates. I'm going to make a little more money. And so I have taken a pro-taunting position, but I'm just keeping it real, right? We do not want robots. I've ranted before, and I don't want to flog a dead horse, but I prefer vibrant life. The NFL, some of the owners, not all, but some of the owners would prefer androids. This rule is not new. Some think it is. It is not. The rule's been around. It's Article 1C in Section 3, Rule 12 of the Player Conduct of the NFL Rulebook, which tells you you have way too many rules. If you have Article 1C in Section 3, Rule 12, that tells you you've gone too far, but it involves unsportsmanlike conduct and a 15-yard penalty for any baiting, that's what it says verbatim, baiting or taunting or words that may endanger ill will between teams. Now, think about that. I know common sense is not common. But in the very rule book of the NFL, they talk about baiting or taunting acts or words that may endanger ill will between teams. Playing football alone starts ill will. That's just the reality of it. Now, I did see that some of the NFL media, the mouthpieces of the NFL, came out with stories claiming that it was actually the coaches. This is what the coaches wanted, which I think is a bullcrap story. I think that's a plant from the ownership side. Let's take the heat off some of these owners that wanted this, and so we'll blame these other coaches like Ron Rivera and some of these guys on the rules committee that put this together. The teams that lead the NFL after 2 weeks in taunting penalties, a tie. The two teams are the Chicago Bears, the Monsters of the Midway, and the Seattle Seahawks. Remember, Pete Carroll said they opened up a can of worms, the NFL, with this. All right, final thought. So it is very bizarre because, for me, it's bizarre. I'll tell you why. I guess I'm becoming old. I don't know when that happened. But I am as young as I'll ever be again, as old as I've ever been. But I recall back on the hot tub time machine to my childhood. I have very fond memories of the celebration, the raw emotion. Back in the Bronze Age, the 80s, the 90s, even the early 2000s. And when did it become taboo in the polite society, the NFL? Like, maybe my memory is fading, but all the way back, like, one of my first memories is William Refrigerator Perry singing and dancing and doing the limbo and all that, the Super Bowl shuffle of the mid-80s. It seemed like everyone had their own dance routine. We quote the Ram song, you can ram it all day, you can ram it all night. I remember Webster Slaughter spiking the ball between his legs, and wouldn't that be counted as taunting right in the face of an opposing player? Henry Ellard, I was a Rams fan growing up, busting a move out there. Merton Hanks doing the chicken dance. Billy White Shoes Johnson, who I'm told is the originator for football of the funky chicken dance. Billy White Shoes Johnson. Johnny Morton did the worm. That's one of my favorites. You can go down the list. The squirrel. There's a guy in the Bengals before Chad Johnson named Kelly Washington who did the squirrel. There were some other guys that did the squirrel. Chad Johnson himself, Ocho Cinco, he did the river dance. In the 2000s, that's an all-time great. I go on and on here. The NFL Films marketing people, they had their own cottage industry. They repackaged and sold the choreography of the celebration to show up the other team. And these NFL owners, a handful of them, I advised them to take the pacifier out of their mouths and just stop. Just stop. And here's how I would handle it. If you've got a problem, you have to have a solution. So here is my solution. They should treat taunting like the Supreme Court treats obscenity. And that Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, he was asked about the threshold of obscenity, and he said, I know it when I see it. And you'll know it when you see it. And most of those penalties that were called, I would say 90%, does not rise to the level of taunting. So you should be whistling rare and appropriately and not fast and loose, okay? It is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about that? That is fair game. We'll take your phone calls here at 877-99 on Fox if you'd like to be part. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the fun. Supermarket Steve points out, why can't the players just gesture to the crowd a la Dikembe Mutombo and the finger wave? Well, that's actually a good workaround. That's a good workaround. I liked it. Deacon writes, and he's upset. He says, how did you forget the icky shuffle in the taunting dance number? I couldn't name every dance routine, Deacon. I'd be here until Sunday if I went through every dance routine I can remember. But the icky shuffles are great. The Dirty Bird dance they did in Atlanta. The Falcons had that going on. There's a bunch of these things. And it seems like everyone had their own routine at one point or another. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Oh, what a world it is. Professional athletes fighting over a dress. Fighting over a dress. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit. And no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zen 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zen nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zen isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show. Support our efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right back to the calls we go, turning down game show opportunities. We say hello to Whoopie Pie Blair in the great state of Maine. Hello, Whoopie Pie. You are next on Fox. Welcome.
I like porn.
Blair, you've been on hold for a long time, and that's your opening line, Blair?
Porn is really great to me, and the girls are so horny.
Oh, boy.
It's too much masturbation, the problem here.
Too much masturbation in Maine.
All right.
Thank you. I guess we know what Blair's been doing the last hour that he's been on hold. What he's been doing to pass the time there. Okay.
That dude loves porn, man. Gotta admit that.
Well, I mean, most guys like it, but he takes it to the next
level. It's another level.
Yes. Let's say hello to. Now, if Bring It Home Jerome's been watching porn the last hour, also, we've got issues. Now, Bring It Home Jerome in Kansas City.
Not watching porn, Ben, but I'll tell you what. When you start the game show, what does Spin Cycle Regina have on? I will wait religiously to play that game show.
Hello. Hello. Yes. All right.
Hey, I wanted to be on hold, Ben, because I had some information that I needed to share with you. Are you standing up or sitting down? It doesn't matter. I don't know how often you come into the studio, but I had shared with Coop that I'm coming back to Cali. Cali. I'm coming back to Cali tomorrow, and last time when I was there to see you guys, I was unable to fulfill an obligation, but this time, Ben, my flight doesn't come in until dark 30, and I will have in my possession when I come to see you guys tomorrow some Kansas City ribs. How about that?
Wow. I thought you were going to say you were going to bring these nuts in, but apparently you're not going to be doing that.
Way for Roberto to save that drop. Way to go, my man. I love that take last week. But no, this one's serious, Ben. Tomorrow night, yeah. My flight gets in at midnight. I had shared with Coop some logistical details. I don't know if you'll be in the studio tomorrow, Ben, but yes, tomorrow evening I will have dinner for you guys prepared.
All right. Well, it's very kind of you to do that. Authentic Kansas City barbecue, the mecca of barbecue, Kansas City, the holy land of the barbecue. And very kind of. Now, you learned your lesson. You're not going to spend 2 hours in line at In-N-Out Burger, correct?
I'm not going to spend any time at the In-N-Out Burger. I'm not going to look for a hookup when I go to the dispensary. And I will not be going to any oceanside restaurants where seagulls like to eat my food more than I do. So, no, I have learned my L.A. lesson. And I'm going to bring some long-sleeve clothes because it gets cool at night there in California.
Oh, come on. It's a little marine layer. That's it. It doesn't get that cool. It's not frozen or anything like that. All right. Well, listen, have safe travels there. Bring it home, Jerome. And I know the boys will be very happy about that. Some Kansas City ribs.
Now, if you're not in the studio, I'll also send a message to Fesco tomorrow morning, letting him know that the barbecue that I am bringing to you is one of the sponsors of the local radio.
All right. So well, yes, our Fesco in the morning, of course. And I'm sure he'll mention that. Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Jerome. The great Bring It Home, Jerome. I will be making.
Ben, make the barbecue news, Ben.
I'll make the barbecue news. I will be making my weekly sojourn on Thursday, tomorrow. On the local airwaves in Kansas City. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Who do we have here? How about Dick in Dayton, the great Dick in Dayton? Hello, Dick.
Ben and crew, how are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a Bengal, but not a Cincinnati Bengal.
Not a Cincinnati Bengal, no.
Yeah.
No. Hey, you know something that I heard, I called a sports show, but September, I think it was 20th, 1970, Browns were on ABC and they beat the New York Jets.
It's a random day in 1970. Oh, was that the first? Wait a minute, that was the first Monday Night Football game. Is that right?
Monday Night Football game. And you were bringing up some really good players of the Browns. I remember the Bertie Kosar days, Webster Slaughter, and. Brian Brennan and
Hanford Dixon,
the running back. Remember the running Ernest Biner was there.
Ernest Biner,
Frank
and Minifield. I used to talk to he was Hanford Dixon. He was on a sports talk show in Cleveland, and Frank Minifield. They were
I said that too.
Yeah, they were really good. But it's nice you brought up.
Dick
those
won't be denied.
Yeah.
Brought those memories up. You know what I mean.
Well, that's what we're here for, Dick. We're here to bring back memories, clearly. Any gigs
Dickster,
coming up?
They call
for the
me.
Now, you're in two. You're still in two bands, right? You're in the Kettering Banjo Society, which is the famous
actually,
one.
Actually, I'm going to go to another actually, I'll be in three because they invited me to Country Jam in Moraine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Country music I'll be playing. So.
The mandolin. You're Mr. Mandolin over there. You're perfect for that.
Yeah.
Sweet Baby's Arms, baby.
Yes, sir, buddy. But I thought I'd check in.
All right. Well, thank you, Dick.
All You're right. welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Great Dick and Dick. He's giving us the inside skinny there.
Boom. Legend right there.
We were here last Saturday night when I was in jail.
Yeah, it's legend right there.
That is someone.
That's on Dick's greatest hits right there.
He needs a record contract, Eddie. That man needs a record contract. Somebody needs to sign that guy. He's not too old for a record contract. He is. The guy's outstanding. I'm a big fan.
Three bands, man. He's playing in three bands.
Yeah.
Dickster, they call me.
I remember a few years ago, he sent some music in, and it was originally he had sent a cassette tape of his music, and it was. Even at that point, this is many years ago, but it was hard to find a cassette tape player. And then he sent a CD. And I don't think you can get that on any of the streaming music services. I don't think they have Dick and Dayton music.
All right, he also does play-by-play.
There's a long drive way back. Gone.
multi-talented.
Pretty good.
Nothing the man can't do. Well, what a world we live in here. We have professional athletes fighting over a dress. It has happened. An NFL player calling out Russell Westbrook for copying his style wearing a dress and boots. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make it up. Kenny Stills, who's bounced around the NFL, he's currently on the New Orleans Saints, and he was blowing off some steam. He was very upset, and he wanted everyone to know that Russell Westbrook and all the attention that he got for walking the catwalk, doing the pirouette, wearing the dress there. Yeah, a little bit of a catfight here. Said, tell Russ I started this dress blank. Fertilizer, shall we say. And sure enough, I was unaware of this, but how did I miss this? When Kenny Stills was playing college football back in the day, he wore a dress. He wore a dress when he was in college. Yeah.
Did you see...
I had no idea. Did you know that Kenny Stills... I did not remember that story. How did I miss
who?
That?
I did not, but did you see Kwame Brown's response to... Russell Westbrook's picture?
I did not, but I imagine Kwame was not a fan of
no,
the dress.
Not at all. Yeah. not at all.
Kwame did not hold back. Is Kwame making money
on I guess
money
you
on
can't
that?
Repeat what he said on the show there, Coop, the way you're...
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And we probably couldn't even play a bleeped version because it would just be bleep, 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 well, bleep, 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 bleep.
Well, remember, the Chiefs, the old Chiefs running back, Larry Johnson, said it's the effeminate agenda is the term that he used there. So it's at the NBA and the NFL. But man, I couldn't. If you had told me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we would have professional athletes in a catfight over who started wearing a dress. It's just unbelievable to me, but who am I?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We press on here, and we go right back to the phones, and we say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Let's say hi to, let's see, I got a couple options. Let's go to Marcel. Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Good morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Justin. How was all the games for the MLB last night? I hope my Mets lost to Boston instead.
They did.
Well, why would you hope they lose, Marcel? I don't understand that. That makes little sense to me. Why would you hope that?
Well, the Mazes are in the losing zone right now. They lost to Boston. They lost to San Francisco. They lost to Los Angeles. And, 2021 Amazons, not going to be a very good start. But instead...
Absolutely, sir.
But instead, we'll have the chance to give to the World Series next year. But the New York Yankees will have the big win against Texas, and the streak may coming alive. And now a new dawn, a new day. The middle of the work week starts right here and right now. So,
Mallor Militia, let's get into it.
Yes, indeed. And of course, to have the food picks is just ahead. And, of course, Rob in Vegas, who joins me right now on this Wednesday. But first, Eddie's got some food picks made possible by Discover. Take it away, sir. I love it.
No, Marshall, we've already done that. See, Marshall,
okay.
Yeah, Eddie, it's already. Boy, you really just woke up, didn't you? Let's do a do-over. All right, let's go now to Brooklyn. And let's say hello. Let's go to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel. You're on the live air, Marcel.
Yes, indeed. It is live air, Ben. And, of course, a new dawn, a new day. The middle of the week starts right now. So, Mallor Militia, let's get into it. And Robin Vegas joins me right now on this Wednesday. Good morning, sir. What is your food pick from last night?
Hey, Ben, can we get some subtitles for that Dixter song?
Yes, that'll be on the podcast.
All right. My food pick from last night is LeBron's favorite dish, Wuhan-inspired dumplings.
What? Oh, my. That's not the good choice. I give you the F-minus, Rob, but thank you,
though. F-minus. Oh, now, Regina wants. Can Regina
racist
play Spin Cycle Regina? Can she make a pick?
Of course. Let's bring Regina now. Regina, right. Good morning to you. What is your food pick from last night?
Well, according to Dick and Dayton, he gets stuck in Dickie Town. Duck Mike didn't want my mini apples, and I had to bring it home with Jerome because he wanted the corset. And I don't think that he understood that the corset was not a food item.
What is going on? Please, I need a food pick. How dare you?
Yeah, Regina, what is your food pick?
Tater Tot Hot Dish. I'm from Minnesota.
All right.
Oh, F minus Laguna. I got the announcer for you for Password, the War Game of the Stars coming up. But first, for you, Ben, what is your food pick for last night?
All right, what does it start with?
Yeah, what does it start with?
Oodles and noodles. Could it be okay. a mismatch? All
right. All right. I think I'm going to get it right. I'm feeling pretty lucky, Eddie. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Oodles and noodles, I say.
Oodles for noodles. No, I go first.
I went ahead of you. Oodles for noodles.
Oodles for noodles.
Oodles and noodles. Oodles and noodles.
Oodles for noodles.
Oodles for noodles.
Yes. All good oodles and noodles. Yeah. The three of you got the mixed match for it for the golden ticket for Monday.
Yeah. Got a golden ticket.
How'd I do it, Eddie?
Got a golden ticket.
Marcel, I think you had Chipotle.
Oh, so you got a golden ticket. Coop, you're an idiot. Yeah.
Oh.
Can you believe this guy? Marcel?
Give him an F minus.
With pickled shallots and lime slaw.
Oh, my God.
Marcel, how do you feel about that? I mean, Koopaloo makes a mockery of your game.
The mystery is going on for his unknown food picks. Definitely.
Whatever you say. Yeah. All right, thank you. You want to do the big introduction here? Yes?
Yes, my food pick from last night, it will be Oodles and Noodles.
Oh. What?
Oh!
What?
Who saw that one coming? What a shocker.
Yeah, I got it right.
What a start.
We all get it right.
I was the first to get it right. I was.
Ben, thank you guys for my call. I'll see you back here on Friday. And you guys got Password is just ahead. If you want to play with Ben, call 877-99-ON-FOX-6369.
You get to play with
Ben Maller Show comes right back into your hump day. So please, stay right there. I promise. It's Russell Westbrook of the Seattle Seahawks.
That's right, yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook is an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password.
You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
Let's welcome in our contestants for Password, the word game of the stars. We say hello to Cody, who's in Ohio. Hello, Cody.
How's it going?
Welcome in, Cody. Are you a wordsmith?
I'd like to think so. I don't do too bad.
All right, very good. What do you do for a living, Cody?
I'm a truck driver.
And how's that going for you?
It's going pretty well. I've been doing it for about 6 years now. So,
now, are you a local truck driver or you drive all over the place?
Local. I used to drive all 48, but I got three daughters. So, local now to spend more time with them.
That's a good move. That's a solid move by you.
Solid.
Yeah, see the kids. I see them grow up. I got you. All right, hold on a sec. Cody, the truck driver, you are going to play. We have Jim in Kansas City. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Welcome, Jim. Good to have you on here. And you are going to play our game. And tell me about yourself there, Jim. What do you got going on? What kind of work do you do?
I work at a country club. Just pulled in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah? Highfalutin big wigs at that country club?
Oh, yeah.
yeah. I got you. All right. These athletes, politicians, business people, what are we looking at?
A little bit of everything. Like I say, yeah, we got the politician and a bunch of big shot lawyers and on and on.
All right. I'm sure you have some interesting stories to tell that you're not allowed to tell on the radio, but I'm guessing you've seen a lot of things and heard a lot of things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Let's play the game here. And hold on a sec. So we'll go back to Cody. Who do you want to partner up with, Cody?
I'll go with you, Ben.
All right. Very good, Cody. We're going to win this. And let's find out who our guy Jim in Kansas City is going to partner up with at the country club. Jim, who do you want to partner up with?
We're going to go with a winner, Eddie.
Boo! All right, let's get to the game. We have a list of words, and Cody, you were on first. And so please pick a number 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
Let's go number one.
Number one. A fine choice. The most popular number on the show. The clue is... How about... Inhale.
Swallow?
No. All right.
All right, Jim, let's go with oxygen.
Breathe.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, because of mine. Because of mine. You inhale, you're breathing. You're breathing when you inhale.
I told you we're going to win her.
No, you're not. No, you're not, Jim. You're going to blow the lead. You're going to give it away.
Well, luckily for them, Jim is back up now.
Yeah. Don't choke, Jim.
Pick
Don't
number,
choke.
Pick a number one through ten.
Don't choke,
one.
Jim.
Number 10.
Oh, this is going to be a bad one. Oh, this is,
number
this is gonna be a, that's a tough one.
Oh,
that is a tough one.
Let's go with jack-o'-lantern.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it's a 10 points.
That's very difficult. Very difficult. That's so hard.
Ben actually thought it was tough.
I was trying to suck him out, Cody.
You want
to
give
all right,
up
come
now,
on,
Ben?
Cody. Let's get back, Cody. Come on, right
wave
now, Cody.
Wave, wave
the comeback starts right now, Cody.
It's over.
We got this. We got this.
Come on,
let's
Cody.
Go, let's put the board to number five.
Number five. All right, here we go. Let's go with... Well, this should be easy. Let's see. How about... Colt.
What was that word?
Colt. C-O-L-T. Colt.
Horse?
Yeah, there you go. Right back in the game. Right back in the game.
Terrible clue, too.
Just like that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That's a great clue. Everyone knows a Colt is a horse.
That was a really good clue, Ben.
Good job. Thank you, Cody. Good job. Air high five, Cody. I'm giving you air. Cody's getting an air high five. Okay. All right. Back up, Jim. Don't screw up, Jim. Don't choke, Jim. Don't choke.
Don't choke right here.
What number, Jim?
Go number seven.
Uh-oh.
That's
woo, that's a hard one.
No, it's not.
That is a hard one.
Jim, let's go with sweets.
Candy.
No.
No. No. How about, let's see here. Chocolates.
Dessert?
Yeah! That's it! We're tied! We have come back! The great comeback! And we are up again, Cody! Well, quickly, Cody,
despite
pick a number!
Your terrible clues.
Come on!
Number three.
Number three. All right, number three. This is for the walk-off win. Here we go. Are you ready, Cody?
Hurry up, we're out of time.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Let's go with treatment.
Medicine.
Yeah, that's a winner. The walk-off win. We came back. Don't call
treatment
it a comeback. Cody.
Cody. I smell something fishy. That was.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a great win, Eddie.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.